This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a quick shout out to WSDT 1240 AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for your trust. Also, WSDT 92.7 FM in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as well as 95.3 HD4 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sab Cupelli, we appreciate your trust, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out real quick here to acknowledge your affiliates and our affiliation with you now. And again, we appreciate your trust. We will not let you down. Again, folks, we just wanted to tell WSDT 1240 AM, WSDT 92.7 FM, and 95.3 HD4 Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for your trust very much. Also wanted to let you know, folks, and why I spaced this, I have no idea, and I didn't really necessarily space it. We literally have a plethora of things on our plate here in this ministry. But in saying that, friends, we're going to be at Thursday, April 27th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. We are going to be at Crickets, 1361 100th Street, Amory, Wisconsin. Again, tomorrow night, Thursday, April 27th, of course, 2017 at 6:30 p.m., we're going to be at Crickets in Amory, Wisconsin, and we're going to be doing our presentation. Folks, that we have done across the country over and over and over and over again. Don't miss it. If you're close to it, please come. If you're not, fly to it. We would love to meet you. Again, we're going to be at Amory, Wisconsin tomorrow at 6:30 at a place called Crickets, 1361 100th Street, and again, Amory, Wisconsin. Folks, much to talk about again today. Crazy stuff happening, but we're going to get to that in the second segment. Before we do that, I brought this up to you in the past, and I'm going to bring it up to you again. You understand what's going on with Google, Twitter, Facebook, so on and so forth. They're suppressing information. I had shared with you when we first started the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the website, the first month we had over 700,000 visits, the very first month. Within a three-month span, we were pushing 1 million. We were ranked 16,000 in the United States. This was within the first 3 months. When we do programs across the country, we will literally ask people as we meet them, their new faces to us, never met them before, how many people listen to the Sons of Liberty. If there's 200 people in the room, 300 people in the room, you usually see 50 to 75 hands go up, no matter where we're at. If we're in Arizona, if we're in Alaska, if we're on the East Coast, people know who we are, and that's why you have given us the honor of being the number one radio show on the weekend and number three during the week, and we appreciate that very much. But I'm saying this for the very purpose that once Google came out and Facebook came out and Twitter came out, we noticed a dive in our numbers after the 3 months. So it took them a little while to catch on to who we were. And we know that these people do not want you to have the truth. They don't want you to have the facts because they want to set the narrative in them alone. And so in saying all that, I want you to listen to this really quick, because now we are ranked 164,000 in the United States. And it's interesting, too, if I might interject, how people told me, and folks, this happens all the time, but when I know I got something, I know I'm onto something, and I know what I'm hearing, and I know what I'm seeing. But interestingly enough, I told them, listen, someone's driving our numbers. Someone's driving traffic away from who we are. Well, we just found out recently that Google now, concerning their ads, are calling sites like Liberty or Conservative or Freedom. They're labeling them sites. Listen carefully. They're labeling them sites, folks, as hate speech. You heard me correctly. In other words, these are the protesters back in the 60s and 70s protesting our military when they came back from fighting wars. And I said, and I've said before, concerning those that have come back, namely those in Vietnam, if I'd have been around during that time, I promised you in Minneapolis, and I promise you they would have never been protesting you. Well, now it's my turn, America, and now it's your turn. Understand what these people are doing. They are driving away traffic from them that are telling you the truth. They don't want you to have the truth. They want you to only hear their narrative. Again, pay attention carefully as to what's going on. It was told to me that, Bradley, you know, that's just kind of a conspiracy theory. Again, these people don't get it. They don't wake up. And why is it? Because they hold fast to deceit. They don't learn their lesson. They don't look to history, which is short history. If they just look behind them, they'll see every administration tells you the truth sooner or later. And interestingly enough, but when it happens, it's a conspiracy. Well, go over to Google, go over to Facebook, go over to Twitter. Friends, what are they doing? Oh, it's a conspiracy theory now. Well, interestingly enough, 3 months after our numbers started to dive, I told these guys that there's something going on. They're driving traffic. They're suppressing our information. Nope, Bradley, that's just not happening. Nope, that's just not happening. Well, on the third month, guess what happened, friends? Google was exposed for, guess what, suppressing information along with Facebook. And now they're using the likes of Snopes, friends, who has zero credibility, folks. And it's even worse than that. They're using other fact checkers that they want to set the standard, friends, which is not a standard. It's upside down. And then, America, you wonder why you're in the position that you're in today. So going back, there was a lot of, well, watching people stick both feet in their mouth and standing back and say, well, Bradley, you were right. I know I was right. I knew I was right when I got it in my heart. I knew it was right when I discerned it. Because I have the Holy Spirit. I believe, like Paul said, I believe I have the Spirit of God. And in saying that, friends, now we're in a position, all the conservative websites are now trying to figure out why their numbers are dropping so dramatically. Because I know people are under the guise that now Donald Trump's there, though nothing's getting done, and I'll hit that after a while as well. Just the exact opposite, just like Barack Hussein Obama, different president, same policy, same propaganda and agenda goes forward regardless of who's there. But in saying that, friends, it's interesting to note, now all the conservatives are talking about how their information is being attacked and suppressed. Well, we know that Pamela Geller is actually taking a lawsuit to some of these outlets now for suppression and censoring of the facts, friends. And if this, the information that I'm giving to you right now doesn't put a chill up your spine as to who's in control, friends, I want to tell you what, you better get your fight on, because if you don't, you're going to lose your freedom really quick. Listen to who they're attacking. If your site has Freedom, it has Liberty, it has Conservative, it has anything like that on their site, these people are calling it hate speech. When are you going to wake up to the fact that, friends, those that mean to control you are those, the ones that are attempting to silence all information like that, which you're getting here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. We got much to cover. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook and or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean One on my Twitter account for what it's worth. And you can call in at any time if you would like to, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, again, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about during the first segment how Google and Facebook and Twitter are censoring truth news. And as I've shared with you in the past, friends, these people created fake news. And then what they do is they set the narrative, and then they come back, and then they begin to label their political opposition, those that are exposing them for their crimes and their laws, and it is a crime, by the way, as fake news. And you need to understand, again, here, perfect example of totalitarianism. But I also want to let you know that there's people that are waking up to what's going on. But what's happening now is a conspiracy theory when this first happened, when I told these people that they're suppressing and censoring our information. No, Bradley, that's this conspiracy. Just absolute ignorance, friends. Jeremiah 11:9, conspiracies are very real. And those that are labeling conspiracy as theory, keep in mind they're working to cover those that are actually guilty of the conspiracy. But now what you need to know is 3 months after I told them that, our numbers took a huge dive, because they've seen that we were effective and we are effective. And that's why they zero in on you in the first place. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 59 that when you depart from wickedness, you become a prey. See, but it also tells us that by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. And it also tells us that the Lord will give us the necks of our enemies. Psalm 18, also take time to read Exodus 23. You will see that the victory lands to our lot every single time if we're willing to bear the cross to understand the power of God unto salvation. So let's go back to this. Those that said it was a conspiracy, friends, they stuck both feet in their mouth, and now we're finding out that conservatives across the boards are under attack by the likes of Google and Facebook and Twitter. Well, listen carefully, friends. Due to the fact that the internet search giant Google and social media outlets such as Facebook and Twitter are labeling virtually everything that opposes what the media is putting forth as truth as fake news, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com has been caught in the crosshairs of this attack. And as a result, many of our articles are not given a wide voice in either Google internet searches, nor do they remain uncensored on Facebook. It costs money to maintain the website and provide the content that we dispense. Advertising was a way to recoup the money so that we could grow in the future. By the way, not knowing where those funds came from. Now learning as to where those funds came from. So when saying that, friends, concerning advertisement, also keep in mind, we received many complaints from the people that went to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com because of the ads. We were constantly blocking ads. We were constantly going back to those that are putting ads on the site, telling them, listen, we don't want this on there. We don't want that on there. This is a constitutional, biblical constitutional website, and we're not going to contradict ourselves as we walk forward. So take care of your ads. Clean them up. Well, what was interesting, folks, while I'm saying that, all of a sudden it came back to us that maybe we should watch what we say. Maybe we should watch the words that we're using. Like, for example, homosexuality, when you go to Scripture, it calls it sodomy. And we use biblical vernacular here in this ministry. And why shouldn't we? And so I went back and I told these guys, I said, if you see some of these people's ads, why don't you go back to the ad company if you've got hundreds of websites that you're overseeing here and let them know that if they continuously push their filth forward, people are going to shut down their ads. No, what came back to me from a conservative friends is, you know, maybe we need to watch some of our words. I said to them, I'm not moving from where we're at. It's just how it is. We got our feet upon that rock and we're not moving. If we move, it's time to move on. That's the Lord's call, not mine. But I'm not going to go incrementally give up my land and give up a figure of speech, a metaphor, friends. Give it up so they can continuously paint us in a corner. I said, I'm not doing that. I said, I'm on the other side of that, and we're not moving from it. And I surely am not going to take away the words freedom. I surely am not going to take away the words liberty. You have got to be out of your mind. And, folks, it's absolutely amazing. Once people see that you take your stand, it's interesting. All of a sudden, you start getting these texts and these emails back, and, well, Bradley, I wasn't suggesting, and Bradley, I wasn't suggesting that you give up anything. Yeah, you were. You totally were. And so they have to play the man and attempt to justify themselves once they see somebody's not going to move from that. Boy, I'll tell you what, if we had 100 men like that in this country, we could literally shake the gates of hell. Literally. I mean, outside of just one, remember where the Lord says where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them, and anything they ask, I'll bestow it upon them. In prayer, if they believe. And it's just the fact of the matter, friends. We're in such a prime opportunity given unto us by our Heavenly Father to prove Him right now. And there's so few that are willing to do it. But let's go on here. Speaking of Google, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth. When we were advertising, it was a way to recoup the money so that we could grow in the future. However, due to the actions of outlets like Google and Facebook, it has taken a significant toll on, well, the Sons of Liberty Media. And it's not just the ads, friends. It's what they're doing to censor the information. Again, let me remind you, when we first came out the first month, we had over 700,000 people come to that website. Within 3 months, we were bumping 1 million. We were growing exponentially. There was times where we had 68,000 people on that site per day. Okay? And so what happens, again, is when you become effective, they begin to target you. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that when you become effective, if what they're doing is right, what are they so worried about what I'm doing for? Because they know what they're doing is wrong, and they know it's illegal, and they don't want you to catch on, friends, and that's the bottom line. So going back to grow in the future, what we need to do is we need to make an appeal to you, and I'm going to do this. And friends, I also want to say for the record, I'm not the guy that asks for financial help. But I am going to be the guy today that says, listen, it costs money to keep sonsoflibertymedia.com going. Okay? And it's been paying off the people that run the site and nothing more and nothing less, literally for the last 3, going on 4 years now. So instead of taking the ads from these corporations that are now calling it hate speech, I'm making an appeal to you to support the website as well. Now, if you would, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's a donate button up on the top. And what I want you to know is all that money that comes in for Sons of Liberty, if you'd put on there exclusively for sonsoflibertymedia.com, all that money will go exclusively just for that site, just so you know. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the donate button and put on there exclusively for the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We don't need their ads. We don't need their help, friends. And the best way to deal with these people is to do just exactly what we're doing today. We don't need your support. We got the support of the people, and we don't need your filth on our website anymore, nor do we need to take the time to go correct you for your filth. And we surely don't need conservatives coming back to me saying, Bradley, well, maybe we should watch our words. And then they began again, going back to that topic, they began to say some of the words that, well, maybe we should change them around. As a matter of fact, it was even brought to me, friends, that maybe we should change the name of the website. I said, why would I do that? I mean, this is about as ridiculous as it gets. As a matter of fact, speaking of the conservatives, friends, just today, News Today, friend, Ann Coulter, because of the pressure that she was receiving, and why this woman gets all the attention that she does, friends, I have no idea, from the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, and they are, in fact. But she buckles under pressure from Berkeley because of some of the people that didn't want to have her there. But, friends, it's interesting that these colleges will have jihadists, they will have foreigners come in, they will have communists within, like the likes of Bill Ayers and others. They'll have the Clintons, they'll have the Obamas, but when anybody wants to bring to the colleges anything to do with the facts, all of a sudden that's forbidden. Well, Ann Coulter and her supporters folded. See, that's the best that you have got out there, America. That's the best that you have got out there. They folded under a little pressure. And guess what, friends? I see this all the time. Hey, friends, to me, when people do that, it's time to stand up and take it back to them. You know, and it reminds me of the miracle, the 1984 Olympic hockey game. Herb Brooks, when he took that team over, it was young, it was inexperienced, but he knew better. He said to his young team that, listen, if we want to beat the Russians, who are unbeatable, they stomped the NHL back then, friends. They made a joke out of our NHL. But because the Russians were so disciplined, they knew they could beat anybody they wanted to. Herb Brooks said, if you want to beat the Russians, you got to take their game and shove it right back down their throat. Well, history tells us Herb was right. Because, like George Washington said, the soul of an army is discipline and trusting in God and taking it to the enemy. Amen.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about Ann Coulter. It came across my conversation, and I want to follow that for a moment. She got a little pressure along with her supporters at Berklee College, and they folded. Does this surprise anybody? Folks, I mean, these are the same people that, you know, once a law is illegally changed by a bunch of black-robed tyrants called the Supreme Court, not knowing the law, they just accept it. They say, well, the Supreme Court said so, therefore, let's move on to the next topic. Folks, you hear this from the conservatives all day long. They are the problem. You know, so let's get this straight. So when you look at the likes of Ann Coulter, why she is put up as some trophy concerning the whole conservative movement, you deserve exactly what you've got coming. Because this is what the conservatives of the day, folks, are renowned for. When they get a little pressure or someone starts to call them names, guess what they do? They bow, they bend, and they begin to just go ahead with the narrative. Because after all, they have too much to lose. Now, it's also interesting to note, speaking of that, Bill O'Reilly. You know, there's a new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com that was just highlighted, you know, talking about how Soros strikes again concerning the likes of Bill O'Reilly. You know, friends, have you ever noticed with Bill O'Reilly, he never really had anybody on his show that would challenge him, especially for his conservative views? because they weren't rooted in the Constitution. And I'm not saying he did this all the time, but I'm saying he did it enough, friends, where he was now becoming the standard. He was, like any corrupt politician, tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in his own image. This is what he was doing, too. And this is exactly what the conservatives have done. And most people look at him today and say, wait a second, where has the Constitution gone now? Well, it's been done away with because of the conservatives that you continuously put up and say, well, I trust that guy. If anybody knows better, it's got to be him. I mean, this is the guy that wrote a book on how great of a man Abraham Lincoln was. I mean, this is crazy. You know, but I want to go back again. So Bill Riley getting taken out from what he's doing, whatever's going on in the logistics concerning that situation with Bill O'Reilly, folks, again, you're in trouble because of you tuning your ear into guys like him. It's just a fact. And again, not in every given scenario, but the guy never put anybody up there that would challenge him or his views. And I'll tell you what, it's easy to deal with people like that, friends, by just making reference to the Constitution, and I've shared that with you a million times as well. But this is what I wanted to say, because this is where it's going to dovetail my point. You know, there was an article called Soros Strikes Again. Did George Soros orchestrate the firing of Bill O'Reilly from Fox News? You know, I just really feel like putting on there, like, how stupid can you really become? Because regardless if George Soros or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or the Bushes or any other corrupt, fallen politician was responsible for removing Bill O'Reilly, you know, America, you got to stand up to the at some point in your life and say to yourselves, wait a second, George Soros is an international war criminal. And we have failed to deal with him. So don't sit there and blame all these corrupt politicians, friends, for what you tolerate. That's just the facts of the matter. It's absolutely amazing how these little kids, these grown-ups who have never matured a day in their life, they take on the banner that they're a conservative of the day, and they want to tell you their opinion, and their opinion is the only thing they can give you, is because their opinion is that of another man's opinion and not written law. So why don't you deal with the likes of George Soros? Regardless of standing back and blaming him for what he did for little Billy Bob and what he did to little Billy. I mean, really, America, we're supposed to mature sooner or later. We're supposed to grow up in grace rather than the other way around. Deal with the corruption, and then you won't have to listen to highlights like this on a daily basis. It's that simple. Matter of fact, let's go to the next point. We're told now that Donald Trump, Mr., it's going to be so easy. Man, hey, folks. Where are you at with Donald? How's this working out for you? Are you starting to understand how you're being played yet? Mr. Apprentice, you're fired, is finding out it's not so easy, huh? And it should show you, America, who he's working for, because he's not working for you. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because we're told that the Democrats get Trump and the Republicans to fold. Folks, listen carefully. And that now means there will never be a border wall. Headline news. Wait a second. Wasn't that another one of his talking points? Why, yes, it was. And am I playing stupid right now? Yes, I am. Because you should have seen this a long time ago, because every president has done the exact same thing over and over. Now he's given all of his time to war. Not the rule of law. Not to deal with dealing with the corrupt in the United States of America. No, he's going to go attack another country, and he's going to get 100 senators in there today, by the way, headline news again. And they're going to talk about Korea. And this is all diversion, friends, to get your eyes onto Korea. Don't forget about China, and don't forget about Russia, friends, because the communists are within responsible for all of that which goes on today. How many communists were found, friends, to be them that call themselves representatives of we the people? This is some time back, but there was an article where it gave 90 different names of self-proclaimed communists within the United States government. Well, I guess we can all go back. Remember that little witch hunt with George Marshall? Remember how he came back and said, this is nothing but a witch hunt. All this communist talk. This witch hunt in the 50s, you remember that, don't you? The McCarthyisms. Remember how he's exposing communists within the United States of America and the media demonized him? Remember that? Boy, is he being exonerated today. Boy, is he being justified today. But the media was right there to tell you an untruth, and you drank the Kool-Aid. Now we have 90 self-proclaimed communists that call themselves representatives in American government. And others in cahoots with them that are doing their best to undo your Constitution. And I'll tell you what, America, you've been accommodating. You've been doing a great job by just letting them do whatever they want to do at will. As they get you asking the wrong questions, only to know within themselves that they don't have to give you the right answers. But here again, let's go back to old Mr. Oh, this is going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. And you know what's interesting? His talking points to get himself to the position where he's at today, it was incomplicit. It was complicit with what Barack Hussein Obama set as an unlawful standard in the United States of America by going back, namely homosexual marriage and other issues. Well, the Supreme Court said so, Donald told you. And you took it. Oh, that's no big deal. Don't worry about them. Not knowing on their heels, the Sharia law is attempting to implement itself today in the United States of America on the heels of the homosexuals, the sodomites. Nope. We'll take them. Man, he's our guy, man. I've been watching him since the 90s. I seen him on Home Alone. Man, I love Donald. I remember that ice skating rink the city couldn't build neither, and Donald got in there and he fixed it. Isn't it amazing how that got out there to be news and they set that? Boy, I'll tell you what, folks, I've done 360 high schools across the country in 24 states. I'm on the radio 6 days a week. I have 77 affiliates. Now, I also do a column. And you know what my objective is? To give the people the uncompromising truth, love it or lump it, one of the two. And don't forget about the colleges, and don't forget about my war series that aired on national television for about 4 months. But I'll tell you what, the media was right there to demonize me, but for some reason they were right there to prop up old Donnie boy, huh? And then you didn't learn your lesson from totalitarianism or leading through opposition. Now they're praising Donald Trump and all of his enemies now that he's been the president and is the president of the United States. Even the world leaders and Pelosi and Schumer, they're all praising Donald Trump. And who's losing? Just like I told you, America, you are. You are. As they play the game, you lose your freedoms. The Democrats get Trump and the Republicans to fold. Really? You know, this would be really simple, folks. Take them all in Washington, D.C., and pull the curtain back on each and every one of them, and then put the Constitution right up next to them, and then begin to indict each one of them and charge them for their crimes against we the people. But that will never happen. You want to know why? Because the conservatives of the day and the professed church of the day today are sure to tell you that will never happen. That will never happen. Nope, it won't happen because you're not going to do anything about it and your enemies love you for it. But now going back to this, friends, just think about this. The likes of Pelosi, the likes of Schumer, the likes of Paul Ryan. Folks, this is a game. Lord, what do you say to a people that don't want to hear, that hold fast to deceit? Judgment cometh. In America, nobody deserves it more than you do for what you tolerate. I don't care if it makes you mad or not. It's the truth. You sit there and you watch these same people cycle term after term after cycle after term after cycle after term. The same people for 30 and 40 years doing the same thing. And then the new president goes along and he promises you the world and he can't deliver anything. And does he seem worried about it? No. He's diverted. He's paying back all of his buddies that put him in power. by attacking a third world country that we were warned about by Eisenhower in January of 1961 concerning the military-industrial complex. Man, Bradley, you're really reaching, am I? Really? I that's why I would just love to put everything up against anybody that would oppose a thing that I'm saying. I'm embarrassed for you, America. I really am. The Democrats get Trump and the Republicans to fold, and that means there never will be a border wall. Wasn't that one of the main reasons you voted for him, America?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com just posted, just to validate. Prepare for war. Trump asked all 100 U.S. senators to attend rare White House briefing on North Korea. Man, he's just going after those third world countries, isn't he? But forget about Hillary. Forget about Billy Bob and all their crimes against we the people. No! We owe them a major debt of gratitude, said Mr. This is going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? It tells us in the book of Jeremiah, and you got to hear this. This is chapter 5. The Bible tells us your iniquities have turned you away from these good things that the Lord has promised to bestow upon you, and your sins have withholden good things from you, it tells us in verse 25. For among my people are found wicked men. Who are wicked men? Wicked defines out them that know to do the right thing, but they choose to do the wrong thing. Those are the wicked men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, the Bible tells us. Now listen carefully. They are wax and fat. Yep, we see this all day long. They shine. Yep, they surely do. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Yep, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause. Shall I not visit for these things? Verse 29, saith the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will we do in the end thereof? Well, actually, there's nothing you can do, because if you know the story in the historical view and the testimony of Jeremiah, he tried to warn the people, and then when it got to the point where they seen the fruit of his prophetic word, all of a sudden they came back to Jeremiah and said, seek the Lord for us. And the Lord said, don't even pray for him anymore. They had time. And I know that God, the Lord, has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but folks, it gets to the point where enough is enough. It really does. Enough is enough. Mr. It's going to be so easy is folding. Not just this issue, friends. No. I mean, now we're seeing a federal judge. I mean, America, you know that when a judge says something, it must be so, and there's nothing you can do about it. Furthermore, they're appointed for life, telleth you the conservatives of the day. Really? Can you read that to me? Because I'd like to see that. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America. It will tell you those that stay and those that don't stay. And those that don't stay is when they act out of good behavior. And it's exactly what we're seeing today in America. But again, keep in mind, these judges, for some reason or another, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. And you better submit to it, because if you don't, we'll sick the big bad media on you. And I don't know how that's going to go. Am I being sarcastic? Yep, I feel like Elijah on top of the mountain preaching out against all the false prophets. Those that are unwilling to tell you what they are commanded by God to do. Furthermore, if I might, I would like to go to a quote by none other than the Reformation, going back into the 1500s, none other than Martin Luther. He said, if I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, homosexuality, what's going on in schools, what's going on in colleges, the corruption in government. No, don't talk about that, because the world is attacking that now. The corrupt are attacking that now, and the devil's attacking that. Stay away from that, saith the conservative. Stay away from that, saith the professed church. You don't need to garner any more attention on yourself. Man, just talk big and bad. And then when you lose that war, you can just go on to the next one and do your best to act like you didn't just lose that one too. No, that's not what a preacher is called to do. If I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight in disgrace if he flinches at that point. Folks, didn't he just identify the conservatives of the day? Yes, he did. Didn't he just identify those little lukewarm Christians that Christ is going to spew out of his mouth, and rightly so, in Revelations 3? Because they're lukewarm. Because they're lukewarm. But let's go back to this really quick concerning Donald Trump. You know, it's interesting, the Democrats get Trump and the Republicans to fold, and that means there never will be a border wall. It's going to be so easy. Oh, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy, and everything I say to you right now, I'm going to say the exact and do the exact opposite once I become the president. Yeah, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. Well, we just found out a federal judge now shut down Donald Trump, his ban, to ban sanctuary cities. Just think about those that are pulling the strings, America. And just think about how you're led to believe. Folks, again, let's go back. Yep, got it. Bingo. Folks, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Yep, use the judicial branch of the government to do so. Use the media to set the narrative that puts and instills in the American people that there's nothing they can do about it. Yep, you're being lied to, America. Yep, you are. You just fold right along with Donald Trump concerning his promises, because then you become just as guilty as he is, right? Federal law harboring undocumented immigrants. Let's put it this way. I didn't put undocumented. They are illegal, okay? Any person who, knowing that on an alien remains in the United States of America in violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields that person from detection shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years. And who's doing it today, America? The federal judge, one federal judge, Mr. Big and Bad Donald Trump, is getting shut down again. And therein, the game is played right there. And he on to the next topic, and you're going to be led to believe there's nothing you can do about it. And you are sadly being misled, friends. Yep. I just read federal code, friends. Why would a federal judge come in and say, listen, we're going to allow these mayors that are committing the acts of felony in their sanctuary cities to allure them into their cities on the taxpayer dime, and Donald Trump and the law can do nothing about it. And you're to accept it because, after all, I said so. Where did they get that authority? The same place they get the authority to implement a stop on fundings going into sanctuary cities. The same place Barack Hussein Obama got the power and authority to implement Obamacare. Oh, which, by the way, isn't going anywhere neither. Don't forget about that one for a while, right? We'll just get them off topic. We'll just get them, you know, looking this way, that way, and the other way. And in the meantime, we'll have them diverted off of what's really going on within and without. Yep, that's what's going on. Yep. Hey, America, where did they get that authority? Where did the federal government get the authority to go ahead and indoctrinate your kids? Where did they get the authority to bring forth, like, Social Security and then rob the bank later on down the line and then rename it? Where did they get the authority to create thousands and thousands and thousands of bureaucracies that work against you? And at the end of the day, you pay for your own demise. Where did they get that authority? They got it from the ignorance of the American people. That's where they got it. And while you go to church, they teach you that there's nothing wrong with sodomy. There's nothing wrong with theft. They teach you there's nothing wrong with adultery. They teach you there's... And no, they don't preach out against sin, friends. No. And if they're not preaching out against it, it's because they're guilty. And therein is the fruit of your government today. First starts in the church, and the government represents, and it's a reflection of we the people, because we are the government in this country. Yep. Bradley, man, you're beating the sheep. You can only beat them for so long. Well, let me tell you something. If they belong to Christ, they love the truth. They are the sheep. If they feel like they're being beat, guess what? As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. If you fail not to hear that and see that, maybe you should ask yourself the question if you are one of his sheep. Because what's going on in this country, friends, is a reflection of the American people, and I get to see the grown-ups all day that call themselves the righteous, that fall for the games that are being thrown on them 24/7 by the controlled narrative in this country and the corruption in government. Again, I shared with you yesterday, take the time to check out none other than Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, because it's exactly what's happening. The movie was made back in the 30s, I believe, and it was Jimmy Stewart that made it. Was just second to none. But it's actually what's happening today. And keep in mind, they want to make it so it looks like it's surreal. It's not really happening, when in fact, God said in judgment, I'll judge you according to your thoughts and your imaginations. It is real, friends, and we're talking about reality here. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.